many social networks should I be on for my business? Easily one of the most asked questions I hear, and the short answer is probably fewer than you think, but let's break down how to figure it out for your business right now. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this...
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this...
Now my social media brings in revenue...
Up to over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post...
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and here in episode 12, we're answering the question, how many social networks should I be on for my business? Now, when we first start on social media, we've got all of these amazing platforms and they're all free to get started, right? So our instinct is generally to hop on all the platforms. Super, super simple. The challenge with being on all the platforms, though, is the fact that we are not factoring in our time. Our time is so valuable. Even if you're brand new and you've got a ton of time, it's still important. One of the things that I have to remind myself of all the time is by saying yes to doing one thing, what am I saying no to doing? Right? Time is the finite resource in our lives. Like, we cannot make more time. We can create more time sometimes. You know, let's say if you become more successful, you can outsource things and, you know, do those sorts of things. But in general, there's only, you know, each of us, no matter how new or advanced we are, how successful or how much of a failure we are, we all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 7 days in a week, so on and so forth. So it's really important to factor in your time when you are trying to decide how many social networks you're going to be on. Now, what I'm about to tell you makes some people mad. In fact, when I've spoken about this at conferences, I've had people come up afterward and say, I don't care what you say, I'm not doing that. And it's always interesting to me because if somebody takes the time to come up after a conference, you at least made them think enough to go, huh. But this comes across as controversial sometimes. I don't think that it should. It's not a universal rule, but in general, I think that if you are new on social media with your business, you should focus all your time or just about all your time on one social network. And here's why. The analogy I love is let's pretend you had three plants and you wanted all three plants to grow and thrive, right? And by the way, spoiler alert, these plants are, of course, your social networks. But we'll get to that in a second. So you've got three plants. You want them all to grow and thrive. Well, you know from reading about this plant that each plant requires a liter of water every single week. Unfortunately, in this scenario, water is a limited resource. You only have 1 liter of water for all three plants. So what do? You take the liter of water and then you divide it among all three plants. So each plant gets a third of a liter of water. Well, what do you think happens after giving a plant only a third as much water as it needs after a week or two or three or a month? You end up with three dead plants. So similar scenario, you've got three social networks that you want to put your time into. So let's call them Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And so what you do is you take your limited resource, which in this case is not water, it's your time, and you divide it among all three social networks. Well, unless you have an enormous amount of time, what's generally going to happen is none of the three social networks will grow and thrive, and in a lot of cases, they'll all die. The social media universe is littered with social media accounts that have been set up and then abandoned. Back when I used to work at an agency, one of the first things we'd do, sometimes even before a client would hire us, is I would go through and I would do a social media audit of all of their properties. And I can't tell you how many businesses, almost every single one, at some point set up a Twitter account, posted on it for about a year, and then gave up on it. And it's just kind of sitting there in like this social media graveyard of sorts. But the point is, if you take a limited resource and you divide it among too many things, none of them will do well. So if you're a solopreneur, you're running a business all by yourself, and you're also trying to grow on 4 to 5 social networks, it's probably not going to work. Now, sometimes when I bring this up, somebody will say, well, yeah, but I just use a tool like Hootsuite or Buffer, and I just post the same thing to all the networks at once. It takes me no time at all. Well, a couple of things happen if you do that. First, every social network really has evolved to become quite different. They obviously have things in common. They're a place to share videos or images or have conversations or different things like that. But each network does a certain thing really, really well, or in some cases, each part of each network. So if you are going to go through and post the same thing across all the social networks, I look at this as though, like, let's look at another form of advertising. Let's say you were going to buy a billboard on the side of the freeway. And then you said, you know what? I'm going to also run some audio ads on the radio or on Pandora or something like that. But instead of creating an audio ad, you just recorded yourself reading the billboard. That would not be ideal, right? And then you said, you know what? I'm going to buy some video ads on YouTube or some TV ads. And instead of creating a video ad, you just showed a picture of your billboard on YouTube. Again, not going to be very effective, right? So this is what we're trying to avoid, because that's what happens when you just put the same thing everywhere. Not only that, but the way people consume different social networks is different. When I open Instagram, I have a different mindset than I do when I open Facebook or TikTok. So you really do want to serve things up for people in the best way possible on each platform. Now, the next workaround, of course, is to customize your content for each social network. And I do this sometimes. And in some cases, it only takes you, let's say, an extra 10 minutes to redo a post or perfect a post for Facebook that was originally going to be on Instagram. That's great. But again, when we're talking about our limited resource of time, if you're posting every single day, well, all of a sudden, let's say 5 days a week, all of a sudden it's not just 10 extra minutes, it's 50 extra minutes. What could you have done with that 50 extra minutes in a week? A lot. And maybe you're only posting once a week and it takes you 5 extra minutes to post it in a good way on another platform, like resizing the image, rearranging the caption, whatever the case may be. Well, even with 5 minutes, what's going to do you more good? Throwing it on Facebook, or what if you spent that 5 minutes outwardly engaging with your followers and other people so that they're more likely to see your post when it actually goes up, like organically? So again, everything that we choose to do on social media, like with the rest of life, we are choosing not to do something else with that time. Last part of the be on one network to start argument. Which would bring you more business if you were one of the best in your industry or market on TikTok, or the best in your industry or market on LinkedIn or wherever it might be, or if you were just lost in a sea of a bunch of people and mediocre across 4 or 5 social media networks? You're going to do much better. You're going to generate more revenue. You're going to have more social proof. You're going to have a bigger audience if you are the big dog on one social network rather than mediocre across several. So what are we supposed to do? Just be on one social network forever? Well, some businesses, yeah, that's where they stop. Some businesses get more than enough business from being active on one social network and they go, cool, this is great. I'm not going to worry about all the others. And if that's you and you've grown as far as you want, or you've got plenty of business, you're not looking to expand your team or anything like that, I think that's fantastic. So when do you add another one though? Well, first thing I would just to throw out there, and this is not specific social media, but if you are growing your audience on one social media platform, your next audience should almost always be an email list. Now, in some businesses, I suppose it could be a traditional mailing list, like a, you know, physical address list, or phone numbers if you text or call or something like that. But none of us own our audience on the social network, right? Like, I have been lucky enough to have this amazing community, over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Well, my YouTube account could get shut down tomorrow and I may not be able to get it back, even if I did nothing wrong. You know, things happen. And so that would be gone in that scenario. And I would be like, oh gosh, now what? Well, that's why I also grow an email list. So you should be growing an email list or a list of phone numbers or a list of physical addresses, something that is a list that you own that's not on YouTube or TikTok or Facebook, because any of those could go away tomorrow. OK, Okay, so that should kind of be your second focus and possibly right from the beginning. But the time to move to a second social media network or a third, I believe it's most effective once you are thriving and you've already scaled that first social media network that you're on. In my 5-Minute Social Media Academy program, we take people through the 5-stage success map. And what you do is you first really get going on one social network. That's where you're already making money. You know what you're posting. You're getting engagement, like everything's working. Then we teach you how to scale it up, either by spending money or through outward engagement. So you've maximized that first social network, let's say it's Instagram, before you say, okay, now I'm going to go over and I'm going to start a YouTube channel, for example. Because again, in the immediate future, you'll grow faster scaling the one that you're already succeeding on than trying to reinvent the wheel on a brand new social network where you have little to no following. Then once you've done that, you've scaled, you've pretty much maxed that out, then you keep going with that. You've got systems in place. You know what you're doing. It doesn't take a lot of mental capacity or time anymore on Instagram. Then you might go and add that additional social network. The good news is when you're growing your second one, it's usually going to come faster because you've nailed your messaging. You know your audience better. You know how to create content for them better. All of those things that make it easier the second time you do something. I will tell you, though, just a warning, if you're really big on one social network or even decent on one social network, it can be kind of a kick in the teeth to go to another one because all of a sudden you don't have that audience that's ready to engage with every post you put up. And you're like, oh, man, 7 likes? Usually I get hundreds on this other platform or whatever the numbers might be for you. Now, there are exceptions where it doesn't make sense to just be on one social network to start. Maybe you've got a big team. Maybe your job is primarily as a content creator, like I am, in which case 30 hours a week is just creating content of your 40-hour work week or whatever it might be. Then you might be able to go and grow and thrive on more than one social media network. But even then, even if you had 20 to 30 hours a week, I would challenge yourself to think about, well, instead of going and creating this content for a second social media network, what if I put that same amount of time into making my content on the first network better? Or spent that same amount of time promoting myself in other places, like as a guest on a podcast or chatting with people in Facebook groups? There are always a lot of things that we can do to grow our businesses, and rarely is trying to be on 5 different social networks the thing that's going to bring you the most business the fastest. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs. You can get info and links about any episode in the show notes, or for this episode in particular, you can go to streamlinerspodcast.com/12. That's the number 12, not T-W-E-L-V-E. And do you know someone else that would find this helpful? My goal is to help every entrepreneur around the world that wants to grow their business with social media so they can do it in a simpler way that gets more results faster. So if you know anybody like that, please take a second, share it with them. You can just send them to streamlinerspodcast.com. And if you haven't subscribed, make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button in your favorite podcasting app, because we're putting out another quick but valuable episode every single week. You're not only supporting me, but also my 2 tiny superheroes at home. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5-Minute Social Media, and it's produced by Candy Harper.